The lack of public housing across Australia is a rising problem. As rental pricing is on the increase, more people are struggling to keep a roof over their heads. The Wire's Henry Wilson reports.
The lack of public housing is being magnified across the country as state governments sell off assets for short-term gains. These decisions are creating a smaller pool of support for people who are already finding it hard to make ends meet. Adrian Przarski is Directive Officer of National Shelter for Australia. He says we should be raising the number of public houses, not reducing them.
We risk increasing the levels of homelessness in our community because there just isn't adequate market responses. We also produce a rental affordability index which shows that rents are expensive all over Australia, and especially for low-income households. There's nothing in our capital cities that is affordable for low-income households to rent. So when we combine that with reduced levels of social housing in our community, we risk pushing people out into substandard accommodation, boarding houses, or effectively into homelessness. Homelessness will be the net result.
And who are the most affected by these decisions?
Well, really, anybody who is vulnerable in our markets will be badly affected. But specifically, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, recently arrived migrants and refugees, young people, single parents, all of those groups who can't properly compete in the private rental market or are discriminated against in that private rental market are the ones who miss out on housing.
What needs to be done to meet the needs of the most vulnerable Australians to ensure they have access to shelter?
Well, all governments need to increase their spending on social and affordable housing. We have been underinvesting or disinvesting in social and affordable housing, and we're in a blame game between the Commonwealth and the states about whose responsibility it is. In our view, it's everybody's responsibility. The whole community needs to stand up for people on low incomes.
And Adrian Przarski isn't the only person calling for more investment in public funding. Tammy Franks is Greens MLC in South Australia, which used to have the most significant stock of public housing in the country. The state government has sold off over 20,000 public homes in recent years and plans to sell off more. It's a move that Tammy Frank says is unacceptable.
This is outrageous. The government shouldn't be selling these houses off when we have such great need in our community. We have extensive unmet needs lists for housing. We have people who are facing homelessness while the government sells off those very houses they could be living in.
And we hear increasing reports of cost of living challenges. Will this make it harder for vulnerable people to have a roof over their head?
It's going to make it much harder. The Housing Trust in South Australia has a really proud history where it was housing that was developed beyond just the most urgent welfare, but indeed to provide a system in our state where housing costs were kept down, and it supported the fact that we had lower incomes than those interstate. This sets the balance. We have low incomes in this state across the board, but those on welfare really are struggling to even find any accommodation these days that they can afford.
And how do the budget gains achieved by these sales stack up against the public costs of increasingly dependent people without homes?
Well, this is robbing Peter to pay Paul and then finding out you've got a massive debt to Bob. You have increased stresses on the people who can't find stable, secure, cheap, affordable housing. You have then a reliance on all of the other social services. Not only do you have the obvious increased homelessness impact, but you also have needs for more mental health supports, more welfare services, the social justice and non-government sector gets called upon. This is a short-sighted government initiative.
Tammy Franks, Greens MLC for South Australia, ending that report by The Wire's Henry Wilson.